Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. The U.S. Supreme Court hears an historic case today brought forward by the state of Colorado challenging former President Trump's spot on its election ballot. High Court justices in the state claim Trump is disqualified under the U.S. Constitution's anti-insurrection clause. However, Trump's lawyers are set to argue not only a full rejection of the premise, but also that the Civil War era anti-insurrection clause of the 14th Amendment does not necessarily apply to presidents, just lower office holders like congressmen, senators, or cabinet secretaries. The U.S. Senate's proposal for border security and foreign aid has been defeated. Wednesday, it fell short of the required 60 votes to proceed in the chamber, primarily due to staunch Republican opposition. Their contention is the bill lacks sufficient measures to effectively stem the tide of illegal immigration. The United Auto Workers Union announced they've signed up the majority of workers at a Volkswagen factory in Chattanooga, Tennessee.
The plant is VW's own only U.S. factory and builds four vehicles. The UAW had launched a campaign at the factory earlier this year, and it is the first time they have received a majority of support of a non-union auto plant. So far, UAW has not asked Volkswagen to recognize the union or filed to hold an election.
GM is inking a new deal that will supply the auto giant with enough electric vehicle batteries for 5 million next-gen cars. General Motors announced the EV battery supply deal with LG Chem on Wednesday. It's a long-term agreement worth roughly $19 billion. Federal agents helping with security ahead of the Super Bowl in Las Vegas.
Our Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, or CISA, has conducted vulnerability assessments.
Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas said federal officials are coordinating with local and state law enforcement to protect the big event this Sunday. This is USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
5 U.S. Marines are still missing following the discovery of a Marine helicopter that went missing in California. The chopper, which was reported missing last night, was found in Pine Valley, just over 40 miles east of San Diego. It was conducting a training flight from Creech Air Force Base near Las Vegas when it failed to return on time. Following the failure on compromised border security and foreign aid legislation in the Senate, Democratic Majority Leader Chuck Schumer reportedly now intends to try and pass the foreign aid piece for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan separately. The plan is to force an up or down floor vote on the bill, which would be entered into the Senate voting record. It's still unclear if Schumer would have enough votes to actually pass the bill, though. In a Super Bowl stunt to shed light on the pro-life movement, a man climbed the Sphere in Las Vegas Wednesday.
Proclaiming himself pro-life Superman, the man said he climbed the Las Vegas Sphere to gather funds for a pregnant woman. Mazan Deschamps shared footage on his Instagram profile, showcasing the breathtaking view from the summit of the 366-foot structure.
Hey guys, I'm here on top of the Sphere. I guess they're going to make me go through the top.
According to sources, the area around the sphere experienced traffic disruptions while authorities probed the matter. This isn't Deschamps' first daring feat. He executed a comparable stunt in Phoenix during last year's Super Bowl week. In Las Vegas, I'm John Schaefer.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, with the Big Mac meal now being almost $20, and I'll tell you, we've got an uphill fight, no doubt about it. And Tucker Carlson, of course, is causing brain damage in the EU because he wants to talk with Vladimir Putin. And of course, Hillary Clinton had to chime in, because she knows about these things. Refers to Tucker Carlson as a useful idiot. Meanwhile, the saga, the Trump saga continues, and here to help us sort, some of this out, because, we've got, some important updates on what's happening with Donald Trump and his cases that are before him. John Whitehead, the Rutherford Institute founder and president, author of Battlefield America, joins us now. Hey, John, good morning. How are you?
Just fine, Bill. As you know, we do a lot of things, file a lot of cases, work a lot, so, and get a lot of information after trying to educate the people and get them up on their feet and ready to fight against a government that doesn't really care about our freedom.
Well, that's clear, isn't it, John? I mean, and you've been yelling from the timbers about this and pointing it out in the books that you've written every time you come on the show. It comes with an obvious warning that we're being overrun.
Oh, we're being overrun, too. And much of the populace is completely oblivious to what really is going on. You have to look beyond what you see on the television news and all that stuff. There's a shadow government that operates, and it's been revealed. I mean, it's not a conspiracy theorist. It was called the Deep State. It was an FBI memo that was leaked that said basically the government's run. It came out in 2015. It's run by a group of so-called individuals in this called Seventh Floor Group underground, which a lot of them work, by the way, under tunnels and stuff in D.C. and other areas around the United States. But and that's a fact, by the way, too, that's been revealed. So we're dealing with people who want so much control that they can do whatever they want. They want our money. They want our taxes. I mean, Biden now has come out and said he wants to increase, or the Biden administration, put it that way, has come out and said they want to increase IRS agents by 40% now, 40% more IRS employees. But why would they want that? They want your money.
Yeah, right.
And they're going to find out, again, you're saying like McDonald's you're talking about. This country economically is in bad shape. I mean, restaurants are going out of business. Some of the big chains now are announcing they may be going bankrupt. We're being forced, in my opinion, into a global scheme, a global government that does not care about our rights, all the immigration issues we're seeing, everything we're seeing. It's all part of an idea that the people in the United States, we have to move us toward this global regime if they want. Mm-hmm. Listen, by the way, I've written on this in my book, Battlefield America, The War on American People, a number of my books. Started way back in the early 1900s, you know, with this idea that they needed a global government. And people like George Orwell, by the way, his real name was Eric Blair, who wrote 1984. He opposed all that. Mm-hmm. And he was outed, basically, in Europe. I mean, H.G. Wells, by the way, he wrote some of those big sci-fi novels,
right,
for a world government. And he referred, I won't say what he referred to, he did it in a very dirty way, how he referred to Orwell.
Mm-hmm.
Because Orwell opposed that and didn't think that, he knew what was coming if you had that type of situation. But we're seeing it right now with all this surveillance cameras. There's 1 billion surveillance cameras worldwide now.
Mm-hmm.
51 million surveillance cameras located around the United States.
Is that many, John, now? 51 million?
51 million, yes.
Wow.
On light poles, on everything. I mean, they're, you know, again, the average American is viewed 238 times per week now. That's what the statistics show. 208 times. You know, so everything we're doing is being watched outside the house and inside the house now. I mean, when I had an agent come by and see me, a former NSA agent,
right,
he wanted to talk to me in my boardroom.
Mm-hmm.
And I went into the boardroom with him, and he closed the doors. He looked around and said, is there any cell phones? I said, no. And then he walked over to the landline and unplugged that. And I said, mm-hmm, you're kidding me. He said, no, I'm not kidding you.
Wow.
And in other words, they listen to the landline, too. And the FBI admits it. They've admitted they can turn on your cell phone when it's supposedly off, your laptop, everything, and watch what you're doing. So
mm-hmm,
we're in a government that does not care about freedoms. You know, they're destroying the Bill of Rights. The kids don't know them. And, you know, I mean, I talk to children, young people, they don't know them. They're not taught anymore. I mean, when you have a Fourth Amendment that says keep the government out of your house, keep them out, boot them out, you can do it. And, but they don't want you to know that.
Of course.
So they're not teaching them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, see, and this is the problem with America, because we are, because of the Constitution, we are in the way of this globalist movement. There's no doubt about it that that's what we're being funneled to. We're being corralled, you know, like sheep to the slaughter here. And, you know, and every day we move further and further away, you know, from the Constitution, because, we're, you know, our populace has become, you know, constitutionally ignorant.
Constitutionally ignorant and don't realize the fact there's 130 million acres of American land now owned by foreign countries.
Mm-hmm.
What are they going to be feeding us, folks?
Yes.
The really
right.
good food, or what are they going to be doing, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, Klaus Schwab says bugs. Bugs are on the
exactly,
on the menu.
Exactly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They don't care about us. They care about them. They're going to be sitting around eating really fine food. But as far as what they feed us, they'll feed us anything. And so they, like you said, you know, basically sheep. They see us as sheep,
mm-hmm,
and they want to corral us. And but you know, the key thing here, and it was a great writer named Henry David Thoreau who wrote the book, mm-hmm, Walden,
yes,
and stuff.
Right.
Here's a really good quote, though. He came, and it's a great quote, I believe it. He said, disobedience is the true foundation of liberty. The obedient must be slaves. We need more people today who are saying, I'm not putting up with this anymore. I'm going to exercise my 10th Amendment rights, which under that allows local governments, our 10th Amendment, to nullify acts of the federal government. Get down there and get as much surveillance stuff out of your town as possible, folks.
Exactly.
You realize, go back to the 1940s and 1930s when there wasn't as much crime in the United States or whatever, and the cameras haven't helped in any of that. We see all the weird things happening across the country, the terrorist stuff and the shooting. It hasn't improved it, so why do we have it?
Exactly. Well, it may have helped them for January the 6th, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Geofencing, yep.
Yeah,
watching everybody,
yeah,
every way you move, and they're doing it now. They've expanded that geofencing where they watch whole areas, blocks and stuff. If you just walk by now, protest, just walk by, you can be rounded up and the police can come to your home.
Yeah, they've got questions for you. And and the way they're moving, they're asking you questions, but they've already got the answers. Already made up in their mind, right? And then, hey, we'll figure that out in court after they've you know, cost you thousands of dollars in legal fees to defend yourself on, you know, on a, you know, precarious charge that you're clearly innocent on. This is out of control. John Whitehead is with us. We'll continue our conversation, the constitutional attorney. We're going to talk some more constitutional stuff. It's important for you to own your own knowledge and understand what it is and what's being done to you. More from John after this. Stay with us.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
We're back with you 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. John Whitehead is with us, the constitutional attorney, author, founder, and president of the Rutherford Institute. He's got a new article out. 2024 is the new 1984, Big Brother and the Rise of the Security Industrial Complex. He You touched on this a little bit, and we are going to unfold that even further. But before we do, what you know, a lot of my listeners are dealing with here, John, is this confusion and wondering what the heck is going on with Donald Trump. Well, why are the courts here? We've got 91 indictments, all this stuff that is happening that is just, you know, so absurd. And Donald Trump says, look at, you know, they're coming after me now, but you're next. And I believe that to be the case. And, you know, to think that Donald Trump is taking a lot of bullets on behalf of the American people is incomprehensible. But that seems to be the case because you know better as a constitutional attorney in your experience with the Supreme Court, you know, how we can deal with this. Because, you know, I've said on several occasions, I just wish the Supreme Court would chime in and take over here because these other district courts and circuit courts are just dragging this out, and you know the outcome even before they make the announcement. You just find out, okay, this judge was appointed by this Democrat president, this one by a Republican, and if you've got more Democrats than Republicans, you know that Donald Trump is toast. It's going to be appealed, and it's on the ladder toward the Supreme Court, right?
I agree. So, yeah, it is definitely so. But the point is that the courts, for years, have again, I've been up there many times. They will duck issues here and there. They're very political, like you say. Some are appointed by Democrats, some by Republicans, and that's basically how they operate. And when it comes down to an election, like I've said many times to other people, you should have a right to vote for who you want to vote
mm-hmm.
for.
Right.
And they're going to try to block this on a national level. And again, I'll go back to what I said a little earlier. Take over your local voting precincts in your local areas and stop this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And put your candidates on there, and don't put up with this crap that they're pushing from Washington D.C. because they want to control. They want their little dictator, whoever they want that to be, and that's how they're going to push it. And
right.
Anybody that challenges the system is going to be done away with. He's going to be shot or moved out or made corrupt or whatever they're going to do. We've seen that before. I mean.
Mm-hmm.
With some of the other presidents that challenged authority, like John F. Kennedy, for example.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And he wound up in a pretty bad situation. But the point is that you can do it. Like I said, that great quote from Thoreau was, disobedience is the true foundation of liberty. Don't just fall in line. If they say you can't do it, don't go, well, I can't do it. No.
Mm-hmm.
You have to get active. Get in
right.
groups. Get down to your local city council and change the voting procedures there. You can do that because you have power there. You're
right.
there. Your representatives in Congress don't even show up to meet you.
Right.
How often, let me ask your listeners here, how often do you meet a senator, you know, or any kind of congressman? How often do they hold open town meetings in your area? They're supposed to represent you.
Right.
But why are they in Washington, D.C. all the time? Because
mm-hmm.
I've been in and out of Washington, D.C. I've been told by former congressman, good man, who said to me it's the most corrupt place. I mean, one guy told me, he said, this is a big senator, I won't say who it was, but he was walking down the street with me. He says, if somebody in Washington, D.C. says good morning to you, John, it's for money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's all about money. When you see these guys go into office and they have no money, they're basically average human beings, and within 4 years, they're millionaires, what in the heck? Are we being told? So
exactly.
You have to wake up and see your surroundings. And
mm-hmm.
Again, I think the American people should be able to vote for who they want to vote for.
Right.
And if some idiot up there with a black robe on says you can't, again, defy them in your local communities.
Exactly.
That's only hope. Mm-hmm. Washington, D.C. is not hope.
Yeah.
There is no way, folks.
Right.
That entity has gone into its own realm, and it's the realm, like I said, of money and corruption.
Mm-hmm.
And it you know, again, it's just that way. When you have all these federal agencies up there that are violating every right we have in the Constitution and not giving a damn about us,
mm-hmm.
you think they're going to support us in any other way? No.
Yeah.
The only way is
self-government
is the only way to go, folks.
Yeah, it's about them. I mean, they're the most important thing they can do is get reelected. So everything
exactly.
is subordinated to that cause. And, you know, clearly that is what we're seeing. Your eyes are not lying.
I'll say this. With this development of artificial intelligence, which is taking over the Internet, Neuralink, by the way, Elon Musk has already done his Neuralink where he put a biochip in someone's head. Listen, you think you're going to go to the polls and vote for somebody and never get elected? You're going to be fooled, folks.
Mm-hmm.
It's all going to come from a central control. And that's why I say the only hope we got left, and if we don't do this within the next 10 to 15 years, start getting out here and getting active, we might as well forget it, folks. There isn't going to be any freedom. And the future generations are going to be so indoctrinated over the Internet. The average kid now today, 13 or 14-year-old, is watching their cell phones or on their cell phone 6 hours a day. Mm-hmm. Who runs that cell phone? Mm-hmm. The corporate state.
Right. Well, and this is why the Democrats want 15-year-olds to be able to vote.
Exactly.
Because they're losing. I mean, look what they're losing right now with minorities and with blacks and Hispanics.
They believe anything on the cell phone.
Yes.
But, you know, I talk to a lot of older folks, though, who watch CNN and all that stuff every day, and they believe everything is said on there.
Of course.
I said, wait a second. You have four people sitting on a panel. They're like 25 or 30 years old, and they're reading from a teleprompter. They're giving you the news?
Yeah, it's all opinion based on their own political
viewpoint.
See, this is why, John, people are moving away from political, because the political dynamic in politics, party politics in this country has become so corrupt and corrosive that people don't want to identify, and you know, with the Republican Party or Democratic Party. This is why you have such an exodus towards, you know, the Independent Party. Because they're fed up with it. It's not serving their interests. But getting back to what you were saying earlier, and this is really key to what John's saying here, is that liberty has to matter to you. If liberty doesn't matter, I mean, it is such a, you know, a cherished and honored part of our life, our God-given right.
And we're born free, yes.
Yeah, if you disregard that, and you take it for granted, guess what? There are plenty of authoritative figures that are happy to take it away from you. And this is what's going on.
The reason they don't let kids read the Declaration of Independence schools today, because it says in the preamble, if the government's getting out of hand, you can throw it out and take it over and institute a new government. They don't want people thinking like that. They don't want rebels. And that's the key. We need rebels out here today. And what's a rebel? A rebel is someone who cares about his society, his friends, and wants to keep the Creator's freedom in our bodies. But they're wanting to take it away from us today. And they're doing a very good job of it, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Well, a minute and a half left here, John. The big takeaway from 2024 is the new 1984. You and Nisha had wrote this. You know, explain to our audience, you know, the point of all this and what we need to be aware of. What's going on here?
We're moving into a total surveillance state where everything we're going to see and do is going to be absolutely controlled by central body, which is going to come out of Washington, D.C., and eventually a global government. So the time to act now is act now if you don't. Mm-hmm. It's called 2024 is the new 1984. Go to Rutherford.org, and read it. It's heavily footnoted. Get your information, collect it, get together in groups, folks, and start fighting back. Like Thoreau says, disobedience is the true foundation of liberty.
And when they have this information, it's going to be used against you, just like what they're doing. I mean, you see what they're doing to Donald Trump. You think that's not going to happen to you?
Yeah, right.
Again, we have got to cherish our God-given rights, inalienable rights, to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. If we're so casual about it, then, you know, you've got government officials who are willing to subordinate our sovereignty to organizations like the WHO or NIMRA or, you know, these other, right?
And resist the fight back, yes.
Amen. And for more information, where can they go, John?
Go to Rutherford.org, and you'll see our information, folks.
Yeah, and make sure you support the cause here. John and the team, they're doing such a great work for freedom and on behalf of we the people. Support the cause. Hit their donate button, okay? John Whitehead, thank you, sir.
Everyone, it's Joe Montana. Spreading the word about pneumococcal pneumonia, a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can be life-threatening. If you're 65 or older like me, you're at increased risk. So, what's the game plan? A strong defense. Pneumococcal pneumonia can strike at any time in any season, so you shouldn't wait to help protect yourself. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist about vaccination today and learn more at knowpneumonia.com. That's KNOW pneumonia.com.
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Total by Verizon is wireless that goes all in for you. That means unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, priced by us at $25 a line for 4 lines on the unlimited plan. And as always, no contracts. Sounds pretty hard to beat, but all in is all in. So we added international calling to fill the year with more, hey girl, because it can't be total unless it's all in. Find a store and exclusive deals at TotalByVerizon.com. Monthly rate when you activate with auto pay discount beginning the month after you enroll plus taxes and fees. Additional restrictions apply. See website for data management practices and full terms.
USA News Update. President Biden is attributing the collapse of the U.S. Senate border deal to, you guessed it,
Donald Trump thinks it's bad for him politically. Therefore, he doesn't even know it helps the country he's not for.
He accused Trump of using threats and intimidation tactics to pressure Republican lawmakers into voting against the bill this week. New Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson promising to deliver results following the failure of a GOP-led effort in the House to impeach Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas.
We have a duty and a responsibility to take care of this issue. We have to hold the Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security accountable.
The House failed to pass a resolution to impeach Mayorkas, with just enough Republican lawmakers defecting to join Democrats in defeating the measure. Speaker Johnson says articles of impeachment will be passed at another time. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
With the America, Bill Martinez here, just about 28 minutes before the top of the hour. It is time for DeRoy Murdoch, Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. DeRoy, how are we doing, buddy?
I'm great, Bill. How are you?
Hey, terrific. Terrific here in California. I've been on the West Coast for the last couple of weeks, although I'm getting a little nervous because as I'm driving around, as the rains continue, I'm seeing a couple people building arcs. I don't know if I should be concerned or not.
Yeah, I've heard it's really bad. You know, I'm from out there, so I've got relatives
right.
who are dealing with all this and friends who are, you know, having roads blocked and all this sort of stuff. I mean, I think they've gotten out there, what, like a year's worth of rain in 2 days or something crazy like this.
Yeah, really great. Yeah, and what's so amazing is California needs water. They get water. They tell you, of course, these are the bureaucrats, tell you that everything is under control. But, you know, we're back to the old refrain. You know, I grew up here as well. And so you get the rain, and then you get the floods. Then you get, the mud, and then you get mountains, you know, starting to recede and erode. It's cyclical, and this happens a couple of times a year. And it's just, I think one truthful statement, one of the bureaucrats said, well, we're dealing with a 100-year-old system. Well, you've been dealing with it with this long, and you know this there, but meanwhile, you'd rather, direct your funds and taxpayers' money to take care of illegal aliens instead of taking care of your infrastructure. How does that make sense?
Yeah, well, yeah, it's not a 100-year-old system. It's like a 2 billion-year-old system, however long you want to go back with that.
Right.
People probably forget that Southern California is a desert, and if it weren't for
yes.
William Mulholland who brought the water in, from upstate of Northern California, it would just be a giant desert. The only reason it's green and lush is because the water's been, you know, been brought in pipes. So it's not a surprise that you get these droughts every few years. And then also when it rains, very often the rain has nowhere to go. So it just sort of floods out all over the place. And so there's no real natural rivers. The LA River is just a, you know, giant, you know, kind of concrete man-made structure. And yeah, it's very sad when the rains come in and you go from drought to people, you know, standing on top of their cars waiting to be rescued. It's pretty grim stuff. And if you're a place like Laurel Canyon, which is gorgeous, but it's basically a very narrow canyon with water gushing down the middle and mud coming through people's living rooms and garages and smacking into their cars. I think three people, amazingly enough, only three people have been killed. It's remarkable. Right. You have these huge, you know, acts of nature. You don't have, you know, dozens or scores or hundreds of people killed. So, I mean, if there's any good news, I suppose it's that.
Well, a new word for me, or a phrase for me coming to California, is atmospheric river. Have you ever heard of the atmospheric river? I don't know where I've been.
Yeah, that's a new one, and yeah, it's a terrific phrase. I'm not sure who came up with it. It's a wonderful phrase.
Well, California, the bureaucrats have embraced it. Of course, this ties in with you know, climate change and the whole green energy deal, right?
That's right.
And so you got to sound. This is the deal. See, the elites, you know, they capture the language and they come up with their own phraseology because they sound uber intellectual when you can say atmospheric river.
It sure does sound intelligent, doesn't it? Yeah. And it also suggests that there was never any rain until 10 years ago when George W. Bush started polluting the planet, and now Trump is, Trump was polluting the planet, and he wants to get back in to pollute the planet some more.
Right.
So, yeah, if it's all this stuff is politicized and turned into, you know, one more reason to tell people, you know, that you can't have gas stoves, and I think the newest thing now is you're not supposed to have, you know, thick, sturdy tires. You're supposed to drive around in little thin tires because it lowers the weight of the car and you burn less fuel, which is really nice until you hit a rock.
These guys have too much time on their hands.
Too much time on their hands.
Really? I mean, what are they, this kind of think tank? They all come together, they're in their little silos, and they come up with this goofy stuff, and they, you know, and then they go back to, you know, dropping more acid to come up with different ideas?
Well, it's a combination of two things. It's too much time and too little regard for other people's human liberty. It's kind of a big problem. It's a very bad mixture.
Yeah.
And it seems like there's absolutely no aspect of human life which these people don't want to stick their noses up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got to have this kind of stove, and you got to drive that kind of a car, and you can't have a ceiling fan. And there was an article in the Washington Post about how houseplants contribute to climate change. I mean, they don't want us to. I guess they just want us to stay in bed all day long. Don't go anywhere. Stay there. Stay put. And, you know.
Well, Klaus Schwab says that freedom thing, that's overstated. You know, you think that it's just, you know. And, you know, it's all imaginary, you know, and it's no big thing, you know.
It's no big thing to lose, right?
You know? Right, exactly.
That's Klaus Schwab, who I guess he and George Soros are the closest things we have to kind of a real-life James Bond villains. I mean, right down to the accents.
Yeah. Exactly. I know. The thing is, it is a parody, but they're genuine. I mean, they're real. They all, you know, they just get together at Davos and, you know, all come together, and as long as the, you know, the music's playing and everybody's kumbaya-ing, and you get Argentina's president behaving himself, and you give him a few minutes, but then you get him out of there real quick, you know.
Yeah, get him off the
hill. Yeah, we don't need that kind of doxology, you know. I mean, are you kidding me, right?
Now, one thing you see in California is when you've got these floods and 80-90 mile per hour winds, this sort of thing, you've got a lot of power outages.
Yes.
And if you have a gas stove and a gas oven, gas a furnace, you can heat your house, make dinner or whatever it is, but they want to electrify everything. So if you've got your power out because the power lines came down, guess what? You're freezing at home. You're not eating anything. You're sitting there in the dark. And they don't really seem to think about that very much. Now, California doesn't get all that cold. Here in New York, where I live, up in Buffalo a couple years ago, they had one of these big winter storms, lake effect snow. So they got like 5 feet of snow in a couple days. And people were in their homes. I guess some of them had electricity, no gas stoves or gas heaters. And 9 people froze to death. I mean, they're dead. They are now in boxes. So, this stuff is really cute until people start dying.
No, exactly. But they don't think about that, as you said. And here in California, I mean, it's California cold. I mean, we've been in the 40s. And so I'm layering, you know, and thank God I had some cold weather clothes here in my son's house so I could, you know, recapture that. But, yeah, I mean, I'm walking around. My hands are cold. And I don't know if it's just that I've become thin blood because I've been spending the last 14 years in Florida or what. But, wow, I mean, this is just this is no bueno. I'm just saying. Because it's not California I loved and remembered.
That's right. And also, you know, houses out there are not built for cold, so they're not going to have the level of insulation that you'd find in a house in, you know, Pennsylvania or New York or Connecticut or what have you.
So exactly.
Thinner houses, I suppose.
Well, let's talk the woes of Mayor Eric Adams, huh? The $53 million man.
Yeah, this is an amazing development here in New York. We're dealing with about 170,000 illegal aliens who've come into New York over the last couple of years. And Eric Adams' brilliant new idea is to give these people $53 million worth of free debit cards, which they're supposed to use for food and go to groceries. Or they're supposed to sign these affidavits saying, well, we use it for food, not for other things. And the mayor's spokeswoman is counting this as a wonderful thing because these people are now going to be able to get culturally relevant diets, as she puts it, pressure for their culturally relevant diets. So we don't want them eating, you know, if they don't like hot dogs and hamburgers, they can get whatever it is they get from where they, you know, from whence they came. And there's an interesting aspect of this I just discovered while researching an article about this, which is on American Spectator, and that is that at the same time this is going on, the Education Department is experiencing $60 million reduction in their food budget. Ooh. So you've got kids who are going to high school, going to junior high, going to elementary school, what have you, and all of a sudden they've got $60 million less in the till to pay for food. So a lot of the stuff that kids like roasted chicken, chicken thighs, guacamole,
right,
salsa, are being canceled, and instead they're eating things like pizza, hummus and crackers, and peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. So you literally have the little children of New York City having not as good food, not as healthy food, and that's being gotten rid of. And at the same time, we're giving away free debit cards to illegal aliens who broke into this country so they can get culturally relevant meals. That is an absolute utter outrage. I think all the parents in New York City should be screaming at the tops of their lungs. And these are mainly minority kids. They're like 81% black, Hispanic, and Asian. So these are the children of the people who put Eric Adams into
exactly.
the hall. And this is a thanks that he gives them. It's astonishing, one of the most outrageous and disgusting things I've seen lately.
Well, I got an idea for us on the other side of the break. Stay with us. More from DeRoy Murdoch after this.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Tax Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. This tax season you get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a new Samsung Galaxy A15 for just $99. So you can give your janky phone to your kids.
Yeah! Good talk.
Switch to Straight Talk for plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Device offer ends 4/14/24. In-store activation on single Silver Unlimited plan or higher required. Family plan discount with 4 lines all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
We're back with the America. Bill Martinez here. It's time for DeRoy Murdoch, a Manhattan-based news contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. You know, with all this money, you know, flying around, and, of course, bureaucratic money, which is taxpayers' money, it's going to go somewhere, you know. We know that. We discovered that in the coffers of Bidenomics, Joe Biden has this little secret slush fund. And maybe that's what Eric is dipping into, is he's dipping into that slush fund to be able to do this. But I think, while the money is floating, maybe you and I, we ought to start a business. We'll do the illegal immigration catering service. What do you think?
Well, you know, it seems like a lot of people are getting rich on this, so why not us, right?
I mean, why not? I mean, I was seeing the other day, a Big Mac meal in some places, $19 at McDonald's.
Wow.
Can you believe that?
Yeah. But that's supposed to be $3 or $4, you know, something that's affordable.
Well, back in the old, it is going nuts. Mm-hmm. But you just got to keep voting for Joe Biden. I mean, chicken McNuggets, everything's going to go by the wayside. It's going to be unaffordable unless you're on the government dole. That's about the only way you could have it. That's why I'm saying our new catering enterprise, DeRoy, you and I mean, we'd be tearing it up.
Yeah, we would be. You know, there's a lot of money flying around. You know, I think the illegal aliens are costing the city something around $4 billion, or $4 billion a year for housing and food and lawyer services and all this other stuff. And, you know, another aspect of this is where this money could go if we
exactly.
have
I was just going to say, right.
I took a look at the starting salaries for various government employees here in New York City, and if we had to spend $53 million, rather than give it away to illegal aliens who broke into America, we could use that same amount of money to hire and pay the first year's salary for 677 public hospital nurses, 818 teachers, 905 NYPD police officers, 1,048 subway conductors, 1,173 firefighters, and 1,346 FDNY EMTs, paramedics. Mm-hmm. And not all of those. I mean, you could pick one of each of those.
Right.
And instead of getting more police or more teachers or more public hospital nurses or more mm-hmm. firefighters, we're giving money to people who don't belong here, who broke into this country, have no right to be here, and they're taking money out of the pockets of yours truly and other New York taxpayers and handing it to them, while at the same time we could use more cops, and we have a crime problem here, and we're getting by with fewer cops. Why not take this money and say, all right, we're going to take the money away from the illegal aliens, we're going to hire 905 brand-new police officers. That would be a much, much, much better use of that money if you got it.
Exactly.
$9.
Well, I noticed that you skipped assistant DAs, which is you could potentially hire 711, but as much good as they're doing right now, that might be a waste of money, because what's contributing to the problem is that, like these knuckleheads that that jumped these two police officers this past week, they go in and they get out, and then meanwhile, they find transport to California order to escape accountability.
Absolutely correct. Yeah, I don't blame the DAs per se. I mean, the assistant DAs, I think, would be happy to prosecute these guys. But they work for a guy named Alvin Bragg. Alvin Bragg is one of these far-left, I'd say probably Marxist, quote-unquote prosecutors, funded by George Soros. And he's not interested in law and order. His whole deal is social justice, redistributive justice. The whole justice system is based on racism and slavery. It's all an offshoot of Jim Crow. And so if somebody gets arrested, you got to get that person back on the street because the whole system is bigoted, et cetera, et cetera. This is the kind of driving philosophy here. And so as a consequence, as you mentioned, you have these illegal aliens who, it turns out, a number of them are members of a Venezuelan gang. They beat up in Times Square a couple of NYPD officers, and I think five of them were arrested. Four of them were back on the street within 3 hours, and they apparently got taxpayer-funded bus tickets, hopped on a Greyhound bus, and got out of here. And they were fortunately caught in Phoenix, I think it was on Tuesday, if I'm not mistaken. And this is typical. I just saw in the New York Post today, there's some guy who's been arrested for, I think, shoplifting and theft of various kinds, 171 times, 171. Mm-hmm. He just gets out over and over, and you think at some point, once you get to about 120, 130, some judge might say, all right, you're kind of a menace to society. We're going to hang on you for a little while, like maybe, give you a month to sit down in a jail cell and think about what you're doing. But these people are out a number of hours, and they go right back and do what they're doing.
Just ship them out. I mean, they're already, if they're in Arizona, it's a shorter trip. Get them across the border, set them free. Good God Almighty, you free at last, but not in here in the United States, And
send them to Santa Monica. They seem to love them out there, right?
Oh, yeah. Wow, it's just insane. I mean, here we are. We're going to spend more money to bring them back. And, of course, they'll complain because they're not traveling first class. And, of course, they're not getting the appropriate cultural food allotment that they're supposed to get that they can demand now. I mean, what's next? Reparations for illegal immigrants?
Don't even say it out loud because it might happen. Yeah, that's not the. I don't like that idea, Bill. It's not the crazy.
No, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to give the Democrats something, a little dog whistle they could get excited about, because you're exactly right. Sometimes I think they listen to us, because they don't realize this is like Babylon. We're being sarcastic, okay?
This isn't
something genuine. And they go, "Ooh, what a good idea." No, it was a joke, you knucklehead.
I'm sure, 10, 12 years ago, somebody said, what if we could have men swimming in, women's swim meets? And that's hilarious. And guess what? Here we are.
Yeah.
So, things start off as crazy ideas and then eventually end up being public policy or, just part of the American scene. Mm-hmm. And, today's crazy concept is tomorrow's reality.
Well, look at what's going on with Donald Trump, if I can, divert and take a little detour here, because I wanted to get your read on this regarding the appeals court ruling denying immunity to Donald Trump and their reasoning. I mean, as I read through what the court is saying, it's like, wait, you guys are missing the whole point here. We ain't gonna talk about immunity. We already went through an impeachment. They didn't find him guilty. I mean, you're really coming. But the whole point of all this is what happened before January the 6th.
which goes back, I mean, and if you're really sincere, okay, but my direction is, what happened with the election? We don't want to talk about that, and slowly but surely and painfully, we're realizing that we got worked on the 2020 election. I mean, you got a professor who goes into court and says, hey, I can change the readout on these Dominion machines. Hey, do you have a pen? Give me your pen. Let me show you how this works. And wow, with a pen, he alters the vote right in front of the judge's eyes, and they can't even conceive the possibility or probability that the election was stolen.
Yeah, it's you got a couple problems here. One is that I think the election was stolen. I believe you do, and maybe some of our listeners do. But we need to have an election system in this country where we don't even have suspicions that it's stolen, because it could be you and I are wrong. Maybe we're mistaken. Maybe the whole thing was completely honest and you know, on the up and up, and there's nothing shady here. But as long as you've got, I think it's something like about, I don't know, 40, 50% of the country thinking the election
was stolen. Yeah, over 50. Yeah, almost 60%.
You got almost 60% of the country thinking the President of the United States is illegitimate. And maybe it's perfectly, maybe totally honest, he has every right to be there, nothing funny happened. But if 60% of the country thinks he shouldn't be there, you know, your entire Constitutional Republic is going to start to corrode very badly. So we have to have a system where, you know, if you win, you're happy. If you lose, you're not happy. But everyone says, you know what, it was a fair, honest fight, and congratulations, you guys won. You know, we're not happy, but we'll live with it because it was an honest match. But as long as people perceive it to be crooked, the whole thing is going to unravel. And we have to have elections which are even beyond the suspicion of being fraudulent. And we're nowhere near that at all. And, you know, we're going to go into 2024, I fear, with the mass mail-in ballots, with the ballot harvesting, maybe drop boxes. Mm-hmm. In Pennsylvania, they're going to have same-day registration. You don't have to show up, you know, apply to register to vote, mm-hmm. you know, 2 weeks in advance, so they can make sure you're legit, you're a citizen, et cetera, you're not a felon, whatever it is. And just walk up on election day, say, here I am, I want my ballot. All right, sir, there's your ballot. And it turns out they discover 2 weeks later, oh, gee, that guy's an illegal alien. Where's his ballot? Oh, I don't know, it's in the pile. We can't do much about it. And
it's so done.
All of a sudden, that vote count is done. Yeah. This is not good. And we need to take this stuff very seriously. I think you and I and our listeners do, but a lot of people don't. And we just get a system which is, you know, we say third world. And I've been in third world countries which have tighter election systems than ours. I think it's sub-third world, actually.
Mm-hmm. Right, exactly. I mean, even third world countries are making fun of America. That's how obvious it is. You know,
you go to a place like Nigeria, Kenya. You go vote. You got to show voter ID. And I've got a presentation to do on this. I've got African countries with, you know, say Kenya electoral office, whatever, and it has the voter's name and a photo. And people here say, "Oh, it's racist to show photo ID." Well, I don't know. In Kenya, a lot of black people there doesn't.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Ghana, a lot of black folks, you know, they're carrying their voter ID. So I don't know if it's okay for them. It seems like it ought to be okay for us.
Well, especially when you consider that here, America, up until recently, you know, was kind of the standard. We there was some moral agency and some light of freedom that was shining out, but the Democrats have done everything they can to dim down the lights.
Absolutely, they have, yeah. And, you know, one of the things that they oppose, I mean, there's almost no electoral reform that they'll say, yeah, that's a good idea, let's do that, including very simply obeying the federal law, the motor voter law, that says every few years you've got to go through the voter rolls and remove people who've passed away, people who've moved away, people who might have committed crimes and become felons, whatever it is. They fight this, and as a consequence, you've got municipalities and states in this country where you have more than 100% of eligible voters registered.
Right.
So let's say you might have, let's just make it up, San Diego County, you've got, let's say it's 250,000 people over the age of 18 who are registered to vote, and you have 275,000 voters. You know, you've got 110% registration. Wow. You can appreciate the commitment to political activism, but when you have, you know, 10% more people voting that are eligible to vote, that's the problem.
Yeah.
Not in the Democrats' world.
That's an opportunity, is what they say.
We gotta
leave it there for now. Thanks to DeRoy Murdoch, the Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. DeRoy, thank you, sir.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.